Greetings all, and welcome to the Courageous Path podcast. I'm Rachel Horton White, and it is my honor to be here with you, sharing meditations and interviews with inspiring people on topics that I find intriguing and hopefully helpful for you in some way. I work with people in my business, Soulful Work Intuitive Consulting, to help them really uncover who they really are at a soul level, helping them release stuck patterns, develop their intuition, uncover their purpose in their lives, and to really begin to trust themselves and finding the sense of peace, contentment, and joy to help them live a life that they deserve. I do this primarily through hypnotherapy, intuitive readings, I do life coaching, and I teach people about mindfulness and meditation, all with practical writing tools and exercises. In this podcast, you will hear music from Chris Kemp White, my husband. You can learn more about him at www.chriskempwhite.com. And to learn more about me, please visit soulfulworkconsulting.com. I hope you enjoy, and please come back. You can follow or subscribe here anytime. Thanks for listening. So you can close your eyes and take a deep breath in. And then just slowly exhale out, letting go of the day, letting go of anything you've been holding. Let your body relax. Take another deep breath, breathing into your belly, and a wave of air can flow up into your heart and lungs, and just pause here. And then just slowly let the air out, let the belly sink into the spine, let your shoulders drop as you exhale, your hands relax, your jaw relax, letting go of anything, any tension, any tightness, any worry, let it flow out. One last deep, full breath, breathing in so much healing oxygen, so much light, so much courage, hope, love, peace. Hold for a moment. Just full belly breathing. And then just imagine you're deflating like a balloon. Just everything, letting everything go. Letting the air out. Letting your body relax even more. Now just begin to breathe naturally. Noticing how you're feeling. Noticing your heart beating. Rise and fall of the belly. Scan your body to notice if there's any tightness. And let that area just be relaxed. Just when you intend to let go in an area, often it's our shoulders or our neck, maybe our backs, that we can tend to hold tightness. When we intend to release, then we just automatically do. So all you're doing here is just bringing your awareness inward. Allowing your mind to be clear as much as you can. Imagining that the thoughts are like lots of fog or clouds in your mind. And when the sun comes out, it dries up the clouds, and all that fog just dissipates and fades away. Just imagining that your mind is now clearing up. A clear crystal blue sky. And meanwhile, you're just still aware of your breath moving. Your lungs are expanding, emptying the air out. Notice how your breath seems to slow with every breath as you just drop into your body. See if you can avoid judging yourself or what's happening, and just simply being present with this life force, this miracle of being alive, the exchange of oxygen and carbon dioxide. And as you do this, as you go deeper, I'd like you to bring yourself even deeper and magically transport yourself away to a beautiful healing place. Let's go to a meadow. Maybe right next to a nice, calm, meandering stream. And just this meadow, this beautiful, open, natural clearing can be whatever you'd like it to be. Maybe it's a place that's familiar to you. Maybe it's just an imaginary place. Just imagine that you're fully immersed in this sacred place that is a healing place for you, where you know you can go deep within. You hear birds, maybe a little underwear of butterflies. Other insects may be far away. You can feel the sun, the perfect day, the perfect temperature. A gentle breeze flowing through your hair. You may find a place to sit or lie down. This very soft, comfortable place. Feeling so supported and nurtured by the energy of Mother Earth. Gaia. You notice the colors around you, the blues of the sky, the blue and silvery water. You can hear that trickling, flowing water. And the tan, brown of the meadow, maybe there's green grasses just swaying in the breeze. Maybe there's some trees. This lush, verdant place. Such an invigorating, healing energy that surrounds you here. And as you lie back, you feel or you somehow reach down and touch the water of the stream. You dip your finger, your hand in the water, and it's very shallow water. You feel this cleansing feeling flowing through your veins. It's like this magical elixir. And that flow of the water feels like it's flowing through your whole body. And you allow this flow to move through every cell, every membrane, every atom of your body. And as you do that, you're watching the water flowing down through the stream. Maybe you're following a leaf. It's just being carried by this gentle, lazy current. And as that leaf moves downstream, you feel this energy of the water also flowing down through your body, from your head, through your forehead, all the way down through behind your eyes and your cheeks. Everything this peaceful energy touches just begins to melt, begins to relax down through your jaw, all the way down through your neck. Softening, flowing, peaceful feeling, moving
drifting so easily, so effortlessly through every part of your body, now into your shoulders. Your shoulders just drop. And this beautiful healing vibration is just drifting down your arms, all the way down through your elbows, down into your wrists, flowing through the backs and palms of your hands, through your skin, swirling through every finger. Both arms just very heavy. Just letting your arms and hands rest. They do so much for you in your days. And meanwhile, this flow, just like that leaf being carried down the stream, is flowing down through your chest, through your heart, feeling your heart opening, receiving this beautiful flow. It's expansiveness in your heart space and opening now into your lungs. Take a nice deep breath here and let go even more. And as you do, you feel this peaceful, deeply calming flow, like liquid relaxation moving down into your abdomen, cleansing and clearing any tension, any tightness in the organs. And this feeling is flowing through and around to your back, through your lower, your middle and upper back, feeling like you're getting a nice warm massage, every muscle in your back just softening and loosening. And now this gentle flow, like a meandering stream, is going down through your hips, all the way down through your pelvis, flowing so easily. It just knows exactly where it needs to go. It knows exactly what to do down into your legs, through every tendon, every muscle, through your bloodstream, even into your bones. Flowing through the backs of your legs, the fronts of your legs, all the way down into your ankles. This peaceful healing feeling is moving into your feet. Feeling more relaxed now than you've really felt in a long time. Just allowing yourself, giving yourself permission to completely unwind here. Your feet are now receiving this deep healing through the tops of your feet, your ankles, your heels of your feet, through every toe, and any excess energy is now just drawn out through the bottoms of your feet. And now I'd like you to bring this wave of relaxation down through your body one more time. And as you do that, allow yourself to go down to the lowest level of relaxation that is possible for you, as if you're going down an elevator or an escalator, that zero level, that lowest level. So we'll bring this wave down from your head, all the way down through your shoulders, all the way down now through your torso, just letting your conscious mind drift away. Sinking lower, allowing this peaceful feeling to float all the way down through your waist, deeply down into your legs, allowing your subconscious mind to emerge. This is for your healing, this is for your highest good. And then now going all the way down to that zero level, down to the bottoms of your feet, of pure, deep peace. Deep relaxation, as much as you're able here. And in the space here by the stream, you notice there's something moving upstream, as if the current has changed a little bit, and there's a loving, wise guide. A being of pure love, a friend almost, an inner friend who knows everything about you. It was coming, it was approaching you from up the stream somehow, maybe in a boat, maybe just walking on the shore. And you feel this energy, and if, even if you're not aware of this guide, and you see this guide and you just feel their presence, that this friend who has such compassion and love for you and is here to support you in connecting deeply with who you were in another time, in another place, in another body, to help you learn about yourself, to help you heal, to help you release anything that you may be carrying in your current life. So allow the presence of this loving guide, this inner guide, to be at your side now, to be supporting you, maybe just touching your shoulder, just let you know that they're here. And you thank them for being here. With their support, you now are bringing to your consciousness the fact the stream is now changing a little bit. It's magically morphing into some kind of portal, as if you could go in this whirlpool of a portal into the stream, as if the stream is now carrying you, it's now flowing into this place, into some sort of tunnel. And you follow the water, and the water seems to change as you're looking. It's like you're moving into a different dimension. And the water seems to change into light. And you're curious, you feel this pulling, this energy just calling you into this place. And together with your guide, somehow you feel yourself being drawn into this tunnel, in through this portal, feeling yourself just carried by light, knowing that this is for your highest good, knowing that in this place you will find healing, you will find peace, you will find information and guidance about who you were in another time, in another space, releasing all limitations of time and space. You know that as you allow your energy to be pulled in through this, almost like a doorway, that on the other side of this doorway, you will find yourself in a different body, knowing that your subconscious mind is aware of the issue you're here to seek healing about. It's aware maybe of the lifetime you're seeking to learn more about for some reason. And as you bring that issue to your awareness, you take some deep breaths, remembering that you can take as long as you need. You are safe. This is for your highest good. This is for your healing with the support of your guide. Whenever you're ready, I'm going to ask you to allow yourself to be carried through that portal, through that doorway. And as you cross over the portal, as you cross over the threshold, you will find yourself in a different body, in a different time, in a different place that has information for you, that has healing. So I'm going to count down from 5 to 1, and when I get to 1, I'd like you to imagine that you are crossing through that threshold, through that doorway, taking deep breaths, remembering this is for your highest good, and entering into this place in a different body and a different you. So now we'll begin 5, breathing deeply. 4, remembering that you are safe. 3, 2, this is for your highest good. And 1, now passing through that portal, allowing yourself to be transported into a different time, a different place, feeling the energies carrying you there. Allowing your mind to go free, feeling like you're making it up. You feel like it's an interesting story. I'd like you now to look down at your feet in your mind's eye, look down at the ground at your feet. Notice what you're aware of. What does it feel like you're wearing on your feet or on your legs or on your body? Just trusting the first feeling that comes to you. What does it feel like in this body to you? About who you are. Continuing to take deep breaths. If it seems dark, just imagine somebody's turning the light on to illuminate. And if it feels like it's fuzzy, imagine that you're just turning the knob a little bit, as if you're adjusting old TV to let your vision, to let the screen, the reception come in a little bit clearer. Now noticing, does it seem like you're a boy or a girl? Are you getting a sense of how old you are? Just trusting your mind to carry you. You may feel like you're just making it up, allowing yourself to make it up. Allowing yourself to follow the energy, just following the flow. What do you feel drawn to? What's popping up? What is just there in your mind? Trusting. Now just begin to get a sense of this place you're in. Just feeling the energy around you, maybe scanning the environment. What are you aware of about this place? What time period and place does it seem like you're in here? Now I'd like you to continue going deeper into what you're aware of, what this space, this scene feels like to you. What seems important about this scene? What seems important here? Just focusing in. How does this feel to you? What are the feelings you're having in this place? Now a let's go a little bit more, scanning this environment. Is there anything else that is calling your attention that your subconscious mind wants you to know about? Is there anything else? Now I'm going to ask you to, we're going to count down from 5 to 1. I'm going to bring you into a different scene that is at the source of this issue that you're here to heal in your current life. So when I count down to 1, just allow yourself to be carried into a different scene in this lifetime that is at the source of the issue you're here to learn more about. So 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Just allowing yourself to be transported to this different scene and noticing what you're aware of in this new scene in this lifetime. How does it feel in this place, in this different scene? And then I'd like your subconscious mind to bring you right now to share with you directly what is the source of this issue you're here to learn about. Allow your subconscious mind to reveal that to you now. How you're feeling. Is there anything else that seems significant to you here? Anything else? Taking a deep breath. Now I'm going to bring you to the moment of your last breath in this lifetime. So as I count down from 5 to 1, we're going to take you to the moment of your last breath in this lifetime. Just bringing your consciousness, allowing your subconscious to guide you to that time. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now at the moment of your last breath, just noticing what you're feeling in this moment. What's around you, or who's around you, if anyone. Is there anything else that stands out to you here at this moment, right before your soul is leaving your body? Anything else? And now I'd like you to move Fast forward to the moment when your soul is leaving your body, rising above your body, and looking down at the scene of your death in that lifetime, feeling this release, feeling pulled, feeling carried towards the light. Maybe you're aware of loved ones or loving beings of light, guides here to greet you, here to comfort you. I'm feeling a sense of letting go of that body, leaving that lifetime behind. And in this moment, I'd like you to ask your subconscious mind, this is actually also with the Council of Elders, the Masters, in the Akashic Records, what was I meant to learn from that lifetime? Just notice what floats in. What was I meant to learn? Specific lessons contained in that learning, any specific lessons in that lifetime. You to feel that at this moment, your subconscious mind, your loving guides, all these any and all beings of light, of pure love and healing, are helping you to now completely remove, release, resolve any lingering thoughts, beliefs, behaviors, patterns, issues, attachments from that lifetime, removing and clearing at a cellular level from that lifetime and all other lifetimes, any residual effects that are not serving you any longer. Just feeling them being cleared away, feeling them being detached, being dissolved, being completely removed. Every level of your mind, body, spirit, and soul. Now asking your guides and beings of light, how can I integrate this knowledge, this healing, this wisdom into my life today, into my current life? How can I integrate this and move forward? And just notice feeling, word, image, sensation, phrase, whatever floats in. Allow yourself to be just bathed in light, bathed in this healing, almost like blanket of starlight, of crystalline light that penetrates you deeply into your heart, feeling this deep, deep healing and flow of light, of the most whitest, the most white, maybe golden, maybe rainbow light. Flowing through your body, knowing that now you have this awareness to move forward in your life, to take action, to heal, and knowing that at some level you'll remember this experience and you will integrate this subconscious knowing into your conscious mind. You're taking action in your current life to move forward for your highest, best good. Thanking your guide and any other beings of light, the Masters, the Elders, for being here to support you. going to count you up from 1 to 5 and bring you back into your body, back into this lifetime. Knowing that was then, this is now. Now you can move forward, having this awareness, letting that go, coming back into full consciousness, feeling really proud of the work you've done here today. So 1, feeling returning to your fingers and toes, your etheric body is now closed. 2, allowing energies to flow through your body, feeling your energies fully balanced, feeling more awake and energized, and just satisfied with this knowing and this healing and this closure that you can now have moving forward in your life. 3, moving your arms and legs and your feet a little bit, moving your hands as well, coming back into your body, feeling energized and awake and aware, fully integrated. 4, stretching out now more fully, feeling just wrapped in light, bathed in light, cradled, held, protected, nourished, supported in every way, knowing this took so much courage to do this, and honoring yourself, feeling ready to move forward towards healing in your life. And then 5, whenever you're ready, eyes open, fully awake.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Courageous Path podcast. I'm Rachel Horton White, and you can come back and listen to more meditations and interviews anytime by following or subscribing here. To learn more about me, please visit www.soulfulworkconsulting.com. Music has been by my husband, Chris Kemp White. To learn more about him, please visit www.chriskempwhite.com. Thanks so much for listening, and have a wonderful day.